Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And somebody will be right there front and center. Will be Andrew Ivins, as he is always, from our analyst from Canes 247, joins us. Hey, Andrew, thanks so much. I know that that you very rarely get a chance to take a vacation. I don't even know if you know that word is, but certainly you get an opportunity to go right into the camps and the 7-on-7s, and I know you're excited, and thank you so much for being with us again.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, we go right from spring evaluation period right into camp season. I just put my calendar together today, so there's limited break, and I know it's that way for the college coaches, but I mean, it's just crazy how fast this thing gets turning. And like you said, I know USF and UCF are going to have 7-on-7 tournaments this weekend. Miami, they're going to have their first two of the summer. You know, they're one of those schools that elects to do the 7-on-7 tournaments instead of the individual camps. I mean, you only got 10 days where you can do camps. And I personally think it's a good move. I mean, that gives the chance for Miami's coaches not to really coach, but just watch and evaluate. If you look back at last year, I mean, this is where they kind of made a move on a guy like Patrick Joyner, who they ended up flipping from Florida State, and Nigel Bethel's another guy they found at one of these camps. So I think it's a good opportunity for Miami's coaches to just kind of sit back and watch in a competitive setting.
You know, you also, Andrew, you get an opportunity to see a lot of kids. And we were talking about the other day with somebody. They go, well, what now? What's after spring? Is there a downtime? I said, well, actually, you're probably busier because you see more players from more schools than you would in the course of a season. I mean, because you take a look at a camp, and let's say you have 250, 300 kids at the camp. I mean, they're from everywhere. I mean, all over South Florida. And so what you're actually doing is you're working harder to see who these guys are. And because when you're given a roster at a game, you know who they are. But here, not so much, because they just usually have a shirt with a number on it. And how does that play for you? Because I know that for you, it's tough because you want to make sure you get everybody that's attended, because people are going to go, how'd you not see that guy? Or how'd you not see that guy? So you spend your whole time trying to find out who everybody is.
Right. And that's what I tell people. I mean, you go to these camps and you write a top performers list, and how'd you miss this guy? It's like, well, there's 300 kids out here. I mean, I can't have eyes everywhere. So when we go to events like this, you try to go around and talk to different people and be like, well, who look at it over there? Who look at it there? I know Miami, personally, for their evaluation purposes, they do a great job of having a sports staff in place. They weigh and measure every one of it. They have guys go around and film every game. So they have the luxury of not missing everything. But, yeah, I mean, that's a lot it is. I mean, Miami goes to these schools down in South Florida all the time, but then when you could show up and start playing, it's kind of hectic.
Yeah, I mean, and you're 100% right. And like last year at the Paradise Camp, and how many kids were there? And as you know, it got darker and darker, and you couldn't see everybody, and you were trying to see. And those are confusing, but they're good because of the fact that Miami's finally getting that type of athlete, the athlete that, you know, Andrew may miss because there's so many other great athletes there. That's a good thing. I mean, if there was just five or six guys there, you could see them, you know, right away. But it shows over the last 2 years, and I think you'll agree how much things have changed around here, and probably nobody's noticed that more than you.
I think we're, you know, about 2 months out from almost the day from Miami's Paradise Camp. I think this is going to be a big one. Yeah, just in terms
of it. I think I'm losing you. Did you move some?
No, can you hear me or no?
Yeah, I hear you now. Yeah, I thought you were moved someplace. Go ahead.
No. What I was saying is, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. You know, just in terms of the talent coming out, I think there's more buzz 2 months out than there's ever been for this Paradise Camp. It seems like a lot of kids want to be there. I think the word's gotten out that this is an elite camp, and I'm excited just having to cover the event just to see who all makes it out there. I think there's going to be a lot of out-of-state kids. I think it's a great event. And like you said, I think it's just a testament to the type of athlete that Miami's attracting right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Andrew Ivins joins us, analyst for 247 Sports. And you also have an opportunity. You go to a lot of, like if a Miami kid that they're recruiting is on the West Coast or anywhere else, you've gone a lot. I remember you were one of the first to actually see Lorenzo Lingard before a lot of people. They had all heard about him. They all talked about him, and you went there. Talk about that, because that's really an advantage for you, and you know, for 247 to have the opportunity for somebody who covers the program like you do to go eyeball people 5 feet away.
Yeah, this spring I did have the chance to get out there and see. I went up to Jacksonville, saw a few of Miami's commits, Jeremiah Payton, the wide receiver at Neptune Beach Fletcher, and then Marcus Crowley, the running back there at Trinity Christian. I think those guys are both studs. I mean, not a lot of reporters get to get out there and see them, but the guy that really kind of blew me away this spring was Keon Zipper, the top
tight
end out of Lakeland. I mean, we had all heard about him. We'd seen him in the 7-on-7s. I mean, I'll be honest, he's not the most impressive, you know, prospect, but seeing him in pads and blocking and just the way he handles himself and finishes off plays, I think that answers a lot of questions for us, that he's an elite dude and kind of shows why Miami wants him. I mean, they're battling Florida right now, and Alabama, Clemson, a few other schools, but they've got him on campus a bunch. And I think that was my, you know, the one moment of the spring evaluation period where I was like, wow, this kid, you know, he really is the real deal. Like I said, I mean, we see him run routes, and he might look a little sloppy, but once he was under the lights, I mean, he was the real deal in terms of blocking, and I think that's why Miami wants him.
Also, Miami's going to be having some of the rest of that class on. I guess they're on their way, or they're there now, or coming in. A lot of them coming in for the first summer session. And now they'll have that full class, those tight ends that they've been waiting for, a couple of other pieces to the puzzle. I know they're excited about that. And you've had an opportunity to watch some of those players, whether it be on film with Brevin Jordan or even in that Miami Central game that year when he played. And that was last year. And certainly the kid Mallory from up in Jacksonville area. How excited are you to see that tight end position get some really good competition?
Well, yeah, they welcome pretty much all their signees, except for they're waiting on one more, Cam Davis, the running back. There's still a chance he might make it in for summer A, but you just talk to people around this program. I mean, Miami, they're really banking on Brevin Jordan and Will Mallory having an impact, I think. You know, I think there's a good chance we're going to see one of these guys play. I think Miami, if it was up to them, they would have had them both on campus as early enrollees, and I think both kids would have, but
yeah.
The issue was they both went to private school, so, I mean, they couldn't leave, but I think Miami's going to give them every chance, and I think the hardest thing for them is probably going to be learning that playbook and learning the schemes, but I wouldn't be surprised if we saw one of those guys on the field, you know, week one against LSU. I mean, Brevin's a big kid. I mean,
yes.
He's close to 250 pounds. He can block, And then you got, Will Mallory, you can stretch a field on the outside. I mean, so those two are dynamic, and then it'll be interesting to see what they look like in 2 or 3 years, because I think they could be both very special.
I agree with you. Andrew, thanks so much, as always. We'll be following you all. We'll have you on a couple of times, because we're going to, especially after those camps, so you can give us the inside. But certainly, everybody want to follow you every day. How are they going to do that?
You guys can follow me on Twitter, Andrew_Ivins, or you guys can just Miami.247sports.com. We'll have full coverage all summer as we get into the summer season.
Good stuff, man. You're the best. Thanks so much, Andrew.
I appreciate what's out there.
Take care. Andrew Ivins, 247 Sports. Really.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.